Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
G'day, everybody. Joel Tsiratsis here with you in the studio. It's just me today. We haven't got a team together, but that's fine. I'm sure it'll be just as exciting as ever. It's actually, obviously, a Tuesday today. Monday Waffle on a Tuesday, that's fine. You can Monday Waffle any day of the week, I'm sure. But the reason it was Tuesday is that, obviously, everyone's off jetting around Australia, doing some work experience here, there, and everywhere. So I made my way back from Sydney yesterday, but I'm here, back in Perth, back with the Waffle. What better place to be? I was over in Sydney, and my gosh, they watch a lot of NRL over there, which is probably, I think I'm allowed to say this, one of the most boring sports going around. I don't see it's definitely not waffle, let's just say that. I'm glad everyone found that funny. There's no one here to laugh at my joke. I'll laugh at it though, that's fine. But alas, we move on. Massive round of waffle this weekend. Big win by Perth over Claremont. Not many people saw that one coming. West Perth dominated East Freo. Meanwhile, Subi had another big win and, well, the upset of the round. My Royals, East Perth, good on you, boys, knocked over South Fremantle, who looked unstoppable there for the last couple of weeks, but apparently not. Apparently, when you come up against the Royals, that's what happened. But we'll delve into that later. Going to be speaking to an ex-Monday waffler shortly, but first, let's go through the games this week. Let's start with the Perth v Claremont game down at the Showgrounds. It was Perth running out 4-point winners in an absolute thriller, 10-16-76 to 11-6-72. We'll start with Perth. It's a massive win for them, especially away at the Showgrounds. Obviously, the usual contributor in Clint Jones had another 37 disposals and kicked a goal. Aiden Tropiano had 33 and also kicked a goal, last year's Sandover medalist. And on that, apparently, Tropiano had a metal splinter extracted from his right eye last week after an industrial accident. And then still managed to get up to play. So there you go, Tropiano, nothing stopping him. And to the extent that he has not missed a league match since he moved over from East Freo 3 years ago. There you go, no metal splinters are stopping him getting on the ground. He had another 33 and kicked a goal. So those two through the midfield for Perth are just unstoppable. They're becoming a formidable force. And although Clint Jones might be a little bit older, if those two can continue their form into next year, Perth are building something quite big, I think, down there. Brennan Stack kicked two as well up forward. He's trying to cement himself in the league side, so very well done for him. The ex-Bulldog player in the AFL, Cody Leggett, showed his versatility. He kicked 7 goals last week, and this week went back and did a job on Jai Bolton. So, brilliant form by him. It looks like Jared Bell came out of the game with a medial ligament injury. Perth almost lost the game themselves. Unfortunately, they almost kicked themselves out of it. They ended up kicking 10-16. For Claremont, well, it's another close one they've lost, unfortunately. That's the 6th game this year they've lost by under 10 points. When it comes down to it, they just don't have the mental strength to get over the line, unfortunately, those Tigers. Tom Ledger had 34 disposals through the midfield. He can hold his head up high, while the 2013 best and fairest Jake Murphy had 31 disposals, and Ryan Lim and veteran Ian Richardson both kicked 2 goals. Unfortunately for the Tigers, couldn't get over the line at their home ground. The wide spaces of the Showgrounds couldn't do the job, so that's a bit disappointing for them, but a massive win for the Perth Demons. Moving on to the West Perth v East Freo game up at HBF Arena in Joondalup. The Falcons did a number on the Sharks, unfortunately for our own Verity Hughes. It was 17-20, 122 to 17-52. West Perth had contributors all over the ground. Shane Nelson had a massive 43 disposals and kicked himself a goal. Aaron Black had 31 and also kicked a goal, while Rowan Kerr had 28 disposals through the midfield. It was up forward that the Falcons were unstoppable. Michael Lurie kicked himself 5 goals for from 17 disposals. Ex-Docker Max Duffy in his first season down at the Falcons kicked 4 goals too with 20 disposals. He's having a fairly good year. and Mark Hamilton kicked himself three. Just contributors all over the ground, really. West Perth, their defence was very strong on the East Freo forward line, and it was a brilliant bounce back from last week's defeat. Meanwhile, the Sharks, well, they regained some key players, actually. Liam Anthony and Cameron Eardley both came back into the side. Liam Anthony had 32 disposals, and his brother Dion had 30. Eardley had 27 and kicked a goal, along with Jaden Schofield, but couldn't get the job done. We're never really in the game, to be honest. Brock O'Brien kicked two goals up forward after being moved there from defence late on, but it's a very disappointing loss for those Sharks. I'm sure Verity Hughes will be... I'm sure you actually heard her screaming from wherever she was on the weekend, because that is a big loss for them going forward. Meanwhile, Subiaco had a big win against Swan Districts at Medibank and did what they do best, running out 34-point winners. 16-13-109 to 11-9-75 was the final score. Chris Phelan, who was outstanding for the hosts with 29 disposals and 10 inside 50s, he was well supported by Craig Hoskins, who had 26 through the midfield. But I think the biggest thing that Subi do very well is spread the load between all their midfield. Adam Cocky had a massive 10 tackles for the game. Up forward for the Lions, Hamish Shepherd kicked another four. Ben Sockel kicked three, along with Braden Fermano. For the Swans, Matt Riggio, as always, had 29 disposals. The man with the best name in the waffle, Freddie Clutterbuck, had 24 disposals. Ricky Kerry kicked three up forward, while Tyson Hodge and Matthew Rogers each kicked two. Unfortunate for the Swans, coming off a very impressive win last week, but they'll have to regroup for next week.
Pop the confetti, I'm Dennis Scametti.
Dennis Scametti.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle. Monday Waffle.
Now, for the last game of the round, I'm joined in the studio. He's just rocked up from his time at 6PR. Josh. Josh Garlop, welcome.
Hi, Joel.
Thanks for joining me here on the Monday.
It's such a pleasure.
Hey, I'm glad you got here with me. We're going to go through the last game, Josh. I've been through the first three, which was East Perth knocking off the South Freo Bulldogs. My boys, my Royals got up.
Your Royals did get up.
Who'd have saw that coming? I honestly went in thinking we don't even have a chance against South Freo. We've been playing some amazing footy. They do have a few outs, but
I tipped
them.
But okay.
You did actually, because you got. We'll get to that later, the tipping segment. But no, congratulations. Take us through South Freo. What happened there?
South Freo came up short in the end. They really did push for three quarters. It was their last quarter that let them down. They only had one goal, eight in the final quarter.
Inaccurate.
They had a couple of stars in Mason Shaw with five goals, but Eric McKenzie really did a job on Ben Saunders, who is normally big for them up forward.
Yep.
Zach Strom had two goals for them. Blaine Wilson had nine marks and 23 disposals. It was a bit of a shining light for them. But yeah, again, they just sort of ran out of steam. And it was the West Coast Eagles listed players that really stood out.
Josh, I have to live with this every time my Royals get a win. It's all because of the Eagles players coming back that gets you the win.
I mean, they're players in the end, so they won.
I have to. And whenever they lose, it's the Eagles players' fault that they're coming in and out. But whenever they win, it's all because of the Eagles players. In saying that, the Eagles players were very good for them.
Tom Gorder was quite good. He's not Eagle listed, is he?
No.
He was really handy in defender.
24 disposals. Brant College was probably the best on ground. He had 32 disposals and kicked a goal, along with, actually, best on ground, Jack Redden, 28 disposals and three goals. It was his first ever game for East Perth, obviously, coming from Brisbane last year, first season at the Eagles. I don't think he'll be down there too often. I reckon he's going to come straight back into the Eagles side next week. Jared Oakley-Nichols, the ex-Eagles, speaking of Eagles players, he's not listed on them anymore, but the ex-Eagles player Jared Oakley-Nichols kicked three goals as well. A lot of contributors around the ground as well. Dom Sheed, he had 26 and kicked a goal. And Mitchell Fraser was also strong in the midfield. He had 27. So, big win for my Royals, and that rounds out the games for this week.
Question, what rhymes with Zempelis? That's right, nothing. So tune into the Monday Waffle. It makes perfect sense, really. The Monday Waffle, where the team waffle about the waffle. Tune in Monday.
A little bit earlier on, I was joined by a very special guest, ex-Monday Waffler, Michael Stamp. I had this chat with him a little bit earlier on. We are now joined by a very familiar voice for all you Monday Waffle listeners out there. Michael Stamps back. How are you going, Stampy?
Yeah, well, thank you, Joel. It's great to be back on the Monday Waffle.
It's been 10 years of pure greatness, hasn't it? You know this is its 10th year?
Yeah, I have heard in the past. I've heard a few familiar voices on in previous episodes, but, you know, 10 years strong. And I've heard from lots of listeners that 2014 was the best.
We'll have to do a survey on that. You know who's gonna? You know who listens every week? Who won't like either of us saying this? Adam Papalia, the creator of the Monday Waffle. We had him on this year, and he still claims that him and Narrowly Meadows did the best in year one. But I mean, you know,
look, they probably did.
Well, I mean, their careers are a testament to that. They're both doing very well. So Stampy, was a big week of Waffle. Subi had another big win against Swan Districts. They just do what they do, don't they? Subi, they're a very strong club.
Yeah, no surprise. The Lions got over the Swanee D's on the weekend. We both love a couple of Swanee D's, but not of the black and white variety, Joel. More so on a Saturday night, if you know what I mean. But yeah, back on Saturday afternoon, yeah, the Lions got over the Swan Districts. You know, it's no surprise that the Lions are going so well. Back-to-back premiers, and the Swan Districts still battling at the bottom end of the table.
Yep, that's very true. Lost a few players, haven't they, the Swanee D's? So hopefully they can get their... get something out of this season as much as they are struggling. And Stampy, my boys, the East Perth Royals knocked off South Freo, who are absolutely killing it this year. But I was so happy. They got a big win against, it was a 16-point win against South Freo. And what do you reckon? Jack Redden went back there and he tore it up.
Well, Joel, I don't want to get you started on the Royals because you love them. And I, you know, once you start talking about East Perth, it's pretty hard to shut you up. So, but Jack Redden, fantastic game on the weekend. He needed to respond after getting dropped by Adam Simpson. He needed to because he wasn't performing for West Coast. But, you know, going back to the Royals, he's a better player than a Waffle-caliber player. So he needed to dominate the game, which he did. So, you know, a positive there for West Coast, but a positive for East Perth. Definitely put them in good stead heading into finals. They needed this win to give them a bit of confidence heading into late August, early September for the Waffle fans, top five. And, you know, they needed this win. They're a good team, and, you know, hopefully Jamie Graham will take a lot of confidence from this group.
4 points Perth got the Chocolates over Claremont. Struggling a bit, Claremont, this year without their home ground, isn't it? They've been moved around a bit, but a massive win for Perth, who Clint Jones, I know you're a fan, and one of our own Verity Hughes is a massive fan here, has been dominating for them, so big win for the Demons.
Yeah, what a recruit Clint Jones was, getting him back from St Kilda and the AFL. Look, he would have to be right up there in the Sandover medal, wouldn't you say so, Joel?
Absolutely. I mean, Ashton Hams illegible now, so it was really those two that I think were dominating. So Ashton Hams has got that reprimand, so he can't win it. And I'd say he's an absolute clear favourite, old Clint. And I mean, he wasn't a superstar by any means at St Kilda, but coming back to the Waffle, he's just been so handy for Perth with that ball winning skills. And
well, he's a ball
run.
Magnet, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a ball magnet. If we had a Waffle fantasy league, that man would be wearing the captaincy every single week, wouldn't he?
I like the sound of that. A Waffle fantasy league, far out, Stamp.
Yeah,
I reckon we should get onto that.
Who would be your fullback? Just a little bit of a sidetrack.
I know, Blaine Wilson. Blaine Wilson from South Freo would be straight, slot straight. And he can do it both ends, Blaine. He's a ball winner as well, so he gets high scores. That's who it would be, ex-Eagle boy. Now, and finally, West Perth, the Garlic Munchers, had a big win over East Freo. Both teams have been a bit up and down this season, but it was the Falcons that absolutely destroyed them. They won by 70 points.
I thought the Sharkies would be a bit better this year, but they've been incredibly disappointing. But the Falcons, I think they surprised me as well about how they're playing each and every week at Arena Joondalup, but I don't think that they can challenge Subiaco, the favourites.
There you go. So South, you know, you've called it South Freo and Subi, two standouts, you reckon, against West Perth. West Perth are a little bit behind the eight ball, you reckon?
Yeah, I think they're just playing for third, to be honest.
Stamp, thanks so much for joining us. Was it good to be back on?
I'm surprised it took this long to get the call back, but, you know, if there's one person I ever wanted to do the Monday Waffle with, it's you, Joel. And I think we've lived up to expectations and, you know, lots of listeners will be giving us great feedback.
Stamp, thanks so much for coming on. We'll speak to you soon.
Anytime, mate.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down.
I'm Josh Gallop. This is Gallop's Tipping. No more Birchie. She's out. I'm in. Let's tip.
Gallop's Tipping.
Just the tip. Gallop's Tipping.
Gallop's Tipping.
We're back.
You know what that means. You know what that intro means.
Yeah, it's Gallop's Tipping. So Birchie's away. I can't remember what she's doing. She's probably like living in a box somewhere. But anyway, Birchie, if you're listening, thanks a lot. So this week I decided to put in my tips and I've closed the gap on last place, which is good. So Kelly, it was a pretty dismal round from everyone. The highest winner was 2 and that was Birchie again. So she's still leading the pack.
Actually, it was someone else.
Oh, no. The tipster himself, me, who every second week forgets to put his tips in, I had 2 as well. So Birchie and I had 2. The rest of the team had 1. Kelly had 0. So right now there's Birchie on 38, Verity on 35, Joel behind on 34.
Can I just say, that is just ridiculous.
23, me
22. Who did Birchie tip? We need a system here where we can see who tips the actual games. Because I do not trust... Who were the 2? Do you know who you tipped?
I know. Like, my analytics is... I normally lose track. I got a couple of spreadsheets. So, I normally always just tip Subi and then take a gamble. I know the 2 things I do know is Swan Districts... probably going to lose, and Subi have a high chance of winning, so they're the 2 I normally go with.
No, yeah. There you go.
It's good. That's a good week. Great
That's
week.
A good week of tipping. Thanks, Josh.
No worries.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Josh, let's have a look at the ladder.
So, yep, we're looking at the ladder, and Subi out in front with 11 wins, 3 losses. South Fremantle, 10-3. West Perth, 9-6, East Fremantle, 8-7, Peel Thunder, 7-6. That rounds out the top 5. And then we have East Perth, 6-7, Perth, 5-8, Claremont, 3-10, Swan Districts, 2-11.
Josh, I reckon Subi out in front, a game clear there, kind of reflects the year so far. Subi out in front, and then South Freo straight under them, a game behind. And then West Perth are probably that third tier, and then I reckon that you can put a blanket over the rest of the next 5 teams there, isn't it? Because... They're all been up and down, those teams, isn't it? Whereas Subi and South Freo are really the standouts.
There is, but there is still there's still not many games in between them all. Whereas you still look at Claremont and Swan Districts, and I think their finals hopes are probably out the window.
Yep.
Where everyone sort of still is in the chance for the top 5, though.
Yeah.
No. Besides Claremont and Swan Districts.
From the studios of ECU, you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
So on to the fixtures for next week. We have the Swan Districts playing East Perth at Steel Blue Oval. West Perth versus Peel at Bendigo Bank Stadium. Perth versus Subiaco at Lathlane Park. And South Fremantle versus Claremont at Fremantle Community Bank Oval. Man, remember, if you're an East Fremantle fan, you have a bye next week, so you won't be playing or won't be watching for that matter.
Sharkers bra, as Verity says. What's she going to do with her time, do you reckon? What do you reckon she'll do on her weekend?
Verity?
Yeah.
Weekend, oh, who knows?
She doesn't have her East Freo playing. What do you reckon she'll get up to?
She'll probably just go down the park, kick to kick, just ask some local kids if they want to, hey, do you want to like just kick the footy with me for a bit? Probably something like that. That's something Verity would do.
Yeah, that is definitely something she'd do. Josh, thanks for coming in for the last part of the show. Really appreciate that.
No worries.
Hope you had fun. I hope you all had fun listening to... unfortunately, it was my voice for the first half, which sucks a bit, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.